Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Ha'iriyos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Alef, Mishnah Beis, and today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zeichet Afayin Rezivik Hagon Bikarav Mamish. Now we continue discussing Parhalim Darv Shal Tzibur, which remember is when Sanhedrin, the Bezin HaGadol, paskins incorrectly by mistake about something that one really is Chayav Karis for. They said, no problem, you're allowed to do it, you're not Chayav Karis, so they have to bring this Parhalim Darv Shal Tzibur. And now we add another layer onto this regarding something else that we had mentioned in the introduction to the Masechta, namely Par Kohen Mashiach. The Kohen Mashiach is the Kohen Gadol who was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, and if he paskins incorrectly for himself and he acts off of that, he brings a par also, which even though this is an individual bringing a carbon for his own Aveira, it's much more similar to Par Ha'am Dav Shar Tzibur than it is to an individual Chatas. So the Mishnah tells us, Hayra Kohen Mashiach La'atzma Shagig. The Kohen Mashiach, which we had just mentioned, is the Kohen who was anointed with Shemen HaMishcha. He paskins for himself by mistake, Va'asa Shagig, and he acted on it by mistake. Maybe par, so he brings his par. But let's say Shagig Va'asa Mezid, Mezid Va'asa Shagig, Pater. If he paskins B'Shagig, but he acted b'mezid, meaning when he did the action, he knew that what he was doing was wrong, or if he paskened incorrectly on purpose, but when he did the action, it was b'shagig, so in both these cases, potter. Why is that? Shairaz Kohen Mashiach la'atzma yikaraz bezin la'tzibur. Because the psak of the Kohen Mashiach for himself is just like the psak of the bezdin for the tzibur, and like we learned in the previous parak, that if the bezdin paskened for the tzibur incorrectly on purpose, or they paskened incorrectly by mistake, but everyone else acted on purpose, then no par helam darv shel tzibur is brought. Same thing with the par Kohen Mashiach. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, continue to discuss this. Let's say the Kohen Gadol paskin for himself and he acted by himself. He brings his own carbon. This is his own thing. However, let's say the Kohen Gadol was part of the Sanhedrin and he joined in with them in this mistaken psak that was given to all of the Tzibur and he acted based off of this psak of theirs along with the Tzibur. So then his kapara comes from the Par Helam Darv Shel Tzibur. He does not bring his own private carbon, even though he was the one that issued the psak. Since he did it along with Bezdin, he gets his kapara through the Par Helam Darv Shel Tzibur, not Par Kohen Mashiach. Why is that? Because Bezdin is not Chayav Par Helam Darv Shel Tzibur until they paskin to partially mevatel the mitzvah and partially keep the mitzvah, and it's the same thing with the Kohen Mashiach, and therefore when he's part of the Bezdin, he's part of Sanhedrin, and he acts based off that psak, so his kapara is the same thing as theirs. He doesn't bring his own par. And it's the same thing, when we're dealing with the case of Vaidazara, which we mentioned in the previous parak, it's not just a par, but it's a par and a sar which are brought. It's the same exact thing. You're not chayav until there's a partial bittul and partial kiyum of the mitzvah, and that's why once again, when he's on the Sanhedrin and he paskins along with them and he acts based off of this mistaken psak, he's going to get his kapara through their karbon, not by bringing his own personal one. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up the Mishnah Gimel and Daled, continue to discuss more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.